I'm curious about your perspective as a surgeon on other issues in terms of the medical management of breast cancer that have come out in the last couple of years, and particularly the issue of the use of adjuvant trastuzumab and what your thoughts are about that, and again, how you see patients responding to that opportunity now.
That's a fabulous line of research. And I come from Los Angeles, so I've got Dennis Slamon there, who I've been friends with for 20-some-odd years. And Mike Press is at USC. So here are two leaders in the HER2 new business. And so pretty much all of our patients get HER2 by FISH. It's just a routine thing at USC. And clearly, I think it leads the biologic attack on cancer. And that's really where we've wanted to be headed for years. We wanted to try to have tumor-specific drugs that really attack the tumor rather than normal tissue. And I think the combination of chemotherapy with Herceptin and HER2-positive patients is really buying enormous amounts of time for patients. They're doing better. We're beginning to render this disease a chronic disease rather than a more acute disease. And I think we're going to get better and better. I was at a lecture recently where Chuck Vogel gave a talk, and he was talking about 200 different compounds that are in active research right now, with maybe 2,000 more down the pipe somewhere. So it's an incredible field. It's mind-boggling if you think about it.